Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, September 25th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Online classes at Michigan's three largest research universities likely will last for the entire academic year. Many students out of the classrooms until next fall, campus leaders said Thursday. Presidents of University of Michigan, Michigan State University, and Wayne State University speaking during a Lansing Economic Club event. Two, California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order that calls for a ban on the sale of new gasoline-powered cars and other passenger vehicles in the state by 2035. Remember when we were told Democrats didn't want to take your cars away? I remember. And number one, ESPN college football play-by-play announcer Mark Jones tweeted Thursday he will refuse police protection on Saturday when he's scheduled to work a game between Army and Cincinnati. He says he's afraid the officer will shoot him. That's not all he said via Twitter. More coming up. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday morning, taking you into the weekend, into President Trump's announcement of a Supreme Court nominee on Saturday night. I'll be back with you Monday to recap, but we'll also talk about it this hour with Zach Smith from the Heritage Foundation, Congressman Tim Walberg this hour, and Tim Constantine, award-winning writer for the Washington Times, host of the Capitol Hill Show. And again, his new book is called White Guys Are Okay Too. We'll talk with him in just a little bit. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College, teach in the journalism department as well. And you can find me hosting podcasts and shows like the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour this week with Molly Hemingway as one of our guests, Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, and also Political Beats over at National Review. Got to talk a little ESPN. They had a really weird Max Kellerman comment the other day where he said all the violence at these recent protests have been caused by right-wing extremists. Just a crazy comment. But Mark Jones, I don't know if you know who Mark Jones is. I know I pay a little attention to who's calling these football games and college games on ESPN. Mark Jones is a good play-by-play announcer for ESPN. He had a bad day yesterday. Bad day all around. And he's still scheduled to work on Saturday, but we'll see what happens. Mark Jones, this ESPN college football play-by-play announcer, said he's going to refuse police protection on Saturday. He tweeted, "Saturday at my football game, I'll tell the police officer on duty to, quote-unquote, protect me. He can just take the day off. I'd rather not have the officer shoot me because he feared for his life because of my black skin or other dumb stuff. I'm not signing my own death certificate." That is Mark Jones with ESPN. He's been with ESPN since 1990. He also tweeted later, "Police never saved me, never helped me, never protected me, never taken a bullet for me. He says they've pulled guns on me. Never kept me safe at a protest. Never stopped the racist from taking my Black Lives Matter flag off my house. I could do without them. Hashtag defund 12. So Mark Jones is now a defund the police advocate too, this ESPN play-by-play announcer. Additionally, Mark Jones retweeting a tweet yesterday calling President Trump a white supremacist terrorist. This is, again, a play-by-play announcer for ESPN retweeting a tweet calling Donald Trump a white supremacist terrorist. And if that's not enough, Mark Jones, who again makes his living on ESPN by broadcasting football games, liked multiple posts. Now, you like one post, and look, I scroll through, and sometimes a thumb hits a heart, and you do, right? And people use the like function for different reasons. Sometimes you want to save a tweet, look at it later. I get that. When you do it multiple times on the same type of tweet, then it's a pattern. So Mark Jones liked at least two tweets about Nick Bosa, suffering an ACL tear that ended his season. A tweet mocking Nick Bosa because he couldn't stand for the national anthem with a torn ACL. Mark Jones, ESPN play-by-play guy, clicked like. And also another tweet about Nick Bosa being out for the season. He liked that one, too. Nick Bosa is a Donald Trump supporter. So I think it's rational to conclude that Mark Jones likes the fact that Nick Bosa suffered a potentially, well, definitely a season-ending and potentially a career-changing injury. He deserved it because he was a Trump supporter, so says Mark Jones, apparently, by liking these tweets. A guy who makes his living calling football games for ESPN. Finding joy in the pain in the lost season of Nick Bosa. That's what Mark Jones is about. So Mark Jones likes it when a football player is hurt because he has different political views. Mark Jones thinks Donald Trump is a white supremacist terrorist. Mark Jones says police might shoot him and wants to defund the police. As far as we know, ESPN has had no comment thus far, and he is still scheduled to work the game on Saturday between Army and Cincinnati. Now, ESPN, who has had no comment on this and has not pulled Mark Jones off his assignment on Saturday as of yet, remember, all the things that ESPN, of all the things ESPN's done through the years, ESPN is the network back in 2017 who removed an announcer from a college football game because his name was Robert Lee. Robert Lee didn't do anything. Robert Lee didn't say anything. Robert Lee didn't like tweets reveling in the injury of a football player. Robert Lee didn't call for defunding the police or tweet that he thought police were going to shoot him because of who he is. Robert Lee had the wrong name. This is around Charlottesville time in Virginia, and ESPN said, we cannot have Robert Lee, by the way, an Asian American, Robert Lee. We cannot have Robert Lee calling a game at the University of Virginia because his name is Robert Lee and, you know, Robert E. Lee, of course. So they pulled Robert Lee off the game, didn't broadcast the game because his name was Robert Lee. Mark Jones, who again, likes it when football players are injured because they have different political views. Mark Jones, who thinks Donald Trump is a white supremacist terrorist. Mark Jones, who wants to defund the police and alleges police will shoot him, is still in the game for Saturday. Now, I hate cancel culture. I hate the fact that we are now in a society that largely defines someone by the worst day of his life, the worst tweet of his life. I think that's terrible. But when we talk about double standards and hypocrisy, I think many of us would just like an acknowledgement that that kind of behavior isn't acceptable. And ESPN not only is not doling out any kind of punishment, they are not having any comment whatsoever on Mark Jones, their play-by-play announcer. We'll see if he's still calling the game tomorrow. My guess is yes, because, well, he has the right political views. They are of the left. Tim Constantine up next. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.